All right, back in Florida Wednesday night, and we are live. Hope everybody's doing good as always. Be blessed in Jesus' name. Today was a winning day for Trump. I couldn't count one loss today. Sometimes we got like a corn injunction or something like that. I didn't count any losses for Trump. I was scanning the news all day on flights, and when I got home and prepping for the podcast, I couldn't find a single loss for Donald Trump today. RFK is confirmed. Tulsi Gabbard is confirmed. 53-47 for RFK, which means every Republican voted for him. That I could tell. I couldn't get a breakdown of it. We found out, of course, McConnell voted against Tulsi Gabbard as the only Republican that voted against Tulsi Gabbard. But nobody could seem to find out whether or not McConnell voted for or against RFK. If he didn't vote for RFK, that means a Democrat did. So because it's 53-47. But anyway, let me say hey to everybody in the chat. I couldn't say hey to you in the chat because we were recording the show. Since you were wondering why I wasn't saying hey to everybody over Monday, Tuesday, it's because we had to record it several hours before we played it because the time we didn't work off to broadcast it live from the Trump Hotel in Las Vegas, which, by the way, is an awesome, awesome place. I know I said it like 50 times, but it was awesome. All right, Black Bar 201 is on. Granite 2468 is on. Leon Fish Puppy is on. Stefan Thomas is on. Why Not Me is on. Big Jim Go Blue is on. Dave Souders is on. Order in the Court is on. Sheila K is on. Buckeye Nut 1968 is on. Richard Perry 49 is on. Mike Griffith is on. Judy Anita is on. Snarl Barkley is on. D9597 is on. Kev FM1 is on. Gucci Buckeye is on. Hanslick Donovan is on. Lady Vu is on. Those Jesus People is on. Jules 21 Hours is on. Gloyd Shaw is on. Keyline 13 is on. Peg McGroin, the McGroin Nation is on. Deb Plant is on. Joe Heathen's on. John Phillips, 1973 is on. Todd Suff is on. Neanderthal Soup is on. Just Fact is on. Conservative Waffle is on. The Great 8T1AU is on. Let me see who else here. Lisa Kinzer, 11960 is on. Mobetta 01 is on. Patriot of the North is on. Keeper 1376 is on. JD Wool is on. Gritterdom is on. Uncle Wally is on. Regina Loves Art is on. DK Jackson, 1203 is on. Rafa 9821 is on. Just Fact is on. There's a cool one. Alaska Man, 1165 is on. KC Durr is on. Lisa Sobo is on, if I got that right. All right. Love you guys. Appreciate each and every one of you. Hope you're doing good. I hope you're having fun. I said this on Sunday here at church. Tommy, say stuff like this from the pulpit? Absolutely. And I see T. McGroin, another McGroin Nation, is on. Robin Aroni is on. Seeing some new names. Conroy R is on. Captain Ron is on. Anyway, love you guys. Appreciate you. You need to be enjoying this. As I said on Sunday, I just opened up the church service with it. Everybody needs to be rejoicing at this time. I know that we may have other things in life you're having to deal with. Not every moment is a party, but I'm just telling you, you need to be enjoying this. This is going to be a great 4 years. Hopefully a great 12 years. J.D. Vance comes in afterwards. But maybe Donald Trump's starting to talk about it. Could it be a third Trump administration? Because what the Constitution talks about is two consecutive terms.
Yep.
So who knows, right? I mean, we got birthright citizenship has been a wrong interpretation of the Constitution for a long time. Tom, would you vote for Trump again? Without hesitation. Not even thinking about it. No, I would absolutely vote for him again. I mean, look at what he's done. I have never seen anything like this. There's people starting to espouse that Donald Trump's done more in 3 weeks than Ronald Reagan did in 4 years to lower the debt, to lower the amount of government waste than Reagan did in 4 years. So, I mean, I've never seen anything like this in government where people are actually doing what they say. And Donald Trump already did that in his first administration. But I mean, not only does he do what he says, what he said he was going to do, but as he's doing it, and the Democrats are running around like chickens with their heads cut off and clucking like chickens as if they still had a head. He doubles down in their face. That's what you have to do because these people are always going to hate you. That's just the way that it is. I know we all want redemption. We all want relationships to work out. Occasionally it works out. You got like someone like Dave Rubin, who was just, you know, took one interview, just completely turned them around. It does happen. You know, I mean, and there's others I could name also, but I mean, it does. Tulsi Gabbard has turned around. RFK, at least to some degree, has turned around. But these people are always going to hate you. So while they're hating you, double down in their face, you know, for the reasons they hate you. So if they hate you because you're cutting USAID, because we know that's funding all Democratic Party projects and Democratic Party politicians and their families, making them rich, like J.B. Pritzker, governor of Illinois. So while they're mad at you about cutting USAID, take the letters off the building, like you did. While they're mad at you about that, remove, make it so that an all government institution is not allowed to have a transgender flag anywhere. While they're mad about USAID, isn't it great? And while they're mad about those things, confirm Tulsi Gabbard and RFK Jr. They can't keep up with us. They can't keep up. And just full credit to the Trump administration. Just an awesome job, really is. So let's start off with Trump tonight. Here's a court win. Benny Johnson, as you know, I went over the three different court cases last night on the podcast. This is a big one. Now, this is about the government freeze. And the federal judge now overrules the other judge and says that Trump can't actually... What it is a judge telling another judge that the judge can't do what the judge thought he could do. Which is, you cannot have the judiciary, because these are federal judges, so they're actually part of the judiciary, pseudo part of the Supreme Court, but not, they're under the level, because you deal with precedents when it comes to law. It's like county law, city law, state law, federal law, and then United States law, which is precedent. So this judge basically has said that, you know what, the judiciary cannot control, remember, these are three, everybody knows the terms, right? Separate but equal branches of government. So how can one tell the other one what to do? They can't. A judge cannot come in and tell the executive what to do. The judge can only rule on the laws passed by the executive and the legislative branch. That's all they can do. That's all they can do. Now, things, of course, have changed. They've morphed because the Democratic Party has used lawfare to do so. All right, Benny Johnson video breaking federal judge rules in favor of President Trump. Play for me, Will.
So clarifying that the government can limit access to federal funds on the basis of the applicable authorizing statutes, regulations, and terms. Essentially, yes, the government can do so in complying with regulations. And then that the previous order does not bar both the president and much of the federal government from exercising their own lawful authorities to withhold funding without the prior approval of the district court, meaning, again, they can disperse the monies that they were allocated within the law, within the confines of the law, and that the government does not have to seek preclearance from the courts on terminating funding as long as they have the authority to do it as governed by the applicable statutory, regulatory, or grant terms. So essentially, the court is confirming what the Trump administration has maintained and what common sense can project, which is that within the confines of regulatory and normal authority, of course, you can do what you want with your own money, and you don't need a court's approval to do so.
Yep, that's...
So the spending freeze is back on, baby. I mean, imagine the audacity of any court and what they need to do. And J.D. Vance was actually espousing it, by the way. He was espousing, you know, we don't have to listen. You don't. Joe Biden, I know this is redundant for those of you who watch this podcast all the time, but Joe Biden blew off the Supreme Court. Supreme Court ruled. He is not allowed to use federal funds to repay people's college debt. And he did it anyway with the hundreds of millions of dollars. His last one was $70 or $80 million to pay back so that you and I use it so that our taxpayer dollars is used to pay off people's humanities degrees. So he blew them off because, I mean, what's the SCOTUS going to do? They don't have a police force. They have nothing. That's the way it should be. The executive should be able to do what they want to do inside the constraints. Now, of course, and then you always have the Democrats cry foul. That means that Trump could orchestrate, you know, assassinations. No, because that would be a breaking established law. That's what they rule on, is established law. If it's espionage, that's what they rule on. They don't get to rule on how Trump spends or doesn't spend the money. Imagine they were upset about him not spending money. And in a country, oh, Aaron, you got our debt clock?
Yeah.
In a country, they're worried about Donald Trump not spending money. You just indiscriminately can put that up there tonight as you okay. see fit. They were like, you're not allowed to free spending. Do you see this? Look at that top left-hand corner, $36,472,392,804. I can't keep up with the hundreds of thousands. you can't keep up with them. I'm going to see if I can even keep up 393 million. Okay, you can actually keep up with that because we're still at 393 million right now. Let's see how long it takes until 393 million becomes 394 million. Let's look at $1 million. See how long it takes for $1 million to pass. And a judge made sure that Donald Trump wasn't allowed to slow this down. Okay, ready? Another million just went by. let's do it again. Let's do it again. That's fun, isn't it? Okay, so here we go. Now this is happening right now, just so you know. I'll try to fill in the time with my wonderful pontifications. Okay, so here we are. We're seven. Close. Yeah, it's eight. Here comes eight. And here comes another 100,000. Another million.
Jeez.
See this? How much time do you think that was, Aaron? Max 25, 30 seconds?
Yeah, something
we're spending,
like that.
So we're spending $1 million every 20, 30 seconds. And where is it going? It's going in the endless circle bleep symbiote. That goes to an NGO that goes to Democratic Party campaigns or goes to Democrats running the NGOs and they get prolific salaries. That's what it is. That's all that it is. It's just so, I mean, it reminded me because I was thinking of it. I was watching that movie, Joe Pesci, Robert De Niro, you know, everybody knows the Casino. And if you remember the one part, we had the gaming commission come in, the one guy from the gaming commission, just an old Nevada cowboy, goes in to meet with Robert De Niro, and he was like, I want you to keep, because Robert De Niro just fired his relative, and he's like, I want you to keep money, even though he's basically a teat on a boar hog. He's absolutely useless, a useless human being. And he was like, no, I'm not going to do it, but, you know, and he didn't, and he ended up, you know, and then the government came after him, right, because he didn't do the favors. That's what it's all about. That's all that it is creating jobs for Democrats. That's what our national debt is, creating jobs and funding for Democrats and giant monstrous gifts for Democrats. You have J.B. Pritzker with, what was it, 34 or more? It was more than that. NGOs himself that he's receiving federal funding for, multi-billionaire. Is he a multi-billionaire because he receives federal funding? Is that the reason why? Is that he gets free money for doing nothing? Like the Biden administration? I mean, not the Biden administration. Like the Biden family? Valerie Biden, Frank Biden, James Biden, Hunter Biden, Joe Biden, all receiving money going into, they weren't NGOs, but they were shell companies. That, you know, what? Where did the money come from? How much you want to bet that almost all of their money came from if you use Privat Bank, if you use Metabiota, Burisma. Was Burisma receiving USAID money? Yes. I guarantee you Privat Bank was a money laundering institution for USAID money. I guarantee you USAID money went to Metabiota because it certainly went to the Wuhan Institute of Virology. And Metabiota was a sub-laboratory for the Wuhan Institute of Virology. Oh, man, there, that's the one. This is the one. Look how far we've gone up. Remember when we started tonight? That's all we'll do tonight. We'll all just stare at the 946 people that are watching, not to mention the people that are watching on CTN right now, Christian Television Network. Let us all sit here and watch the debt clock tonight. When we first looked at the debt clock, it was still in the 300 millions.
It was 393.
390, of course, I remember. So we've gone we've gone up $9 million. Our debt has gone up $9 million in the last 4 minutes. 4 minutes. We go up $1 million every 25 seconds. Woo! And Democrats, the hill you want to die on is not slowing this down. And what's truly amazing to me, whether it's rhinos like Mike Johnson or whether it's just full-blown Nazi liberals like Maxine Waters, all the millions that she's funneled to her daughter probably through NGOs and USAID, campaign donations are coming to you from USAID. NPR only exists because of USAID, National Public Radio. And all the other, what's the television one? The television.
PBS.
PBS, that's fully funded by you. And all it is Democratic Party propagandist institution. Look at us, 404 now, 404 million. Incredible. All right, let's go to the next one. I could spend all day on that. I wonder, Aaron, do you think I could do, I don't know. If I could just do a show off of what I thought of looking at the clock.
Oh, 100%.
Know. Aaron thinks I could. I don't know if I could or not. But anyway, where am I at, Will? Wesley Hunt?
Yes, sir.
All right, Wesley Hunt video. So here we have a teacher who was caught overseas in Russia with medical marijuana, and he was left to rot. Wesley on video, quote, Biden left him to rot for years. Trump brought him home in weeks. Play it for me.
I feel like the luckiest man on earth right now. And I want you to know that I am not a hero in this at all. And President Trump is a hero. These men that came from the diplomatic service are heroes.
Obviously a very emotional Fogle there. He was detained in Russia back in 2021. He was sentenced to 14 years in prison after being caught with what his family described as medically prescribed marijuana. The Secretary of State Marco Rubio spoke last night about his release.
None of this is possible without President Trump. This is the 10th American that's come home after being detained somewhere overseas in just 3 weeks in the White House. It's an extraordinary achievement.
I can't release until the person's released. Obviously, it could endanger a hostage release.
And that I can't do, but I can say that we expect another one tomorrow, and hopefully a lot more through that, because the president's made it a priority to get all Americans home.
I mean, you just have to look at the ineptitude of the Biden administration. It's not just ineptitude, it's just lack of compassion. Mark Vogel, I don't know what his political affiliation is. He's a teacher, so 97% of teachers, sorry, Will's a teacher, 97% of teachers are Democrats. So that's just the way that it is. So it would, you know, he's most likely that he's a Democrat. But anyway, so he's been in a Russian prison for 3 years. Basically, the entire Biden administration, they did nothing. Of course, he went and made sure he got pot-smoking Brittany Griner, but she had the same charge. She was over there. He was sentenced to 14 years for being in possession of medical marijuana. You know, and I know people lie about medical and marijuana, all that stuff. Maybe they're lying. But the thing is, believe me, I heard it before as a cop. But the thing is, he with Mark Vogel, if you got pulled over and you were found with a misdemeanor amount of marijuana, you're talking about a notice to appear. You got 14 years in prison. And Biden left them there for 3 years in a Russian prison. That's why he's sitting there ecstatic saying Donald Trump is a hero, because Donald Trump is. Aaron was like, duh, because Marco Rubio goes, well, this is all because of Donald Trump. And that's, Marco Rubio's doing what he should do. But Aaron's like, duh, yeah. Well, 3 years Biden couldn't pull it off. And if Biden did pull it off, because remember what Biden traded for Brittany Griner was an arms dealer. Allegedly, it's Slava Ukraine, and then you trade an arms dealer who's going to arm Russian troops against Ukraine. That's who you trade for Brittany Griner, who we all know is a man. Absolutely, he is a man. I mean, look at the old video, and he talks like a man. He is a man. But anyway, I digress. 14 years he sends. Joe Biden can't do anything for 3 years, and Donald Trump gets him back just outside of 3 weeks. 3 weeks versus 3 years. How can you look yourself in the face? Maybe out of the 963 people that I can see are watching right now, and all the people that are watching on the Christian Television Network, if you call yourself a Democrat, which is impossible if you're calling yourself Christian, by the way, and yes, I did just say that, without, and I don't care what Andy Stanley thinks. But anyway, because he thinks this is terrible if somebody says that. Well, how can they be a Christian and believe in slaughtering the unborn, Andy? You ever read the Bible, or do you just make up your own version of Jesus? Pharisaic cultism. But anyway, so you look at what, as a Democrat, you look at what Donald Trump has accomplished versus what your president has accomplished. Just on keeping your word alone. And there's no comparison. Why is it that Vladimir Putin just yields up Mark Vogel after 3 years in their federal prison? Why would he just yield it up? Because he is terrified of Donald Trump. That's why. Why is Nicolas Maduro allowing our flights to fly in and land in Venezuela? They are our geopolitical enemy. Why would they're a communist state who's bankrupt, and their people on average have lost, well, how many? I can't remember how many pounds per citizen. Because of their horrible socialist communist system. Maduro has no choice. Why did Panama dump the Belt and Road Initiative 2 weeks ago? After years of Chinese communist CCP PLA control at the Panama Canal. Why would they just dump it? Why is Mexico not protesting about the Gulf of America? Because they won't dare. That's leadership, Democrats. That's leadership. And just wait till you see when the economy takes off. Once we start stop printing all this money to, once again, go through USAID or other governmental entities to fund Democratic Party campaigns, to fund Democratic Party initiatives, to fund Democratic Party billionaires, to fund Democratic Party NGOs, so that Democratic Party members all have jobs, high-paying jobs at these NGOs. And then those chairman of the board, those vice president and presidents of these NGOs, then of course, somehow mysteriously donate money to Democratic Party campaigns. It's funny how it all works. This endless circle bleep symbiote where you have governmental money given to an NGO. And in that NGO is a bunch of Democratic Party executives running it for 500,000 plus a year salaries. And there's just coincidentally, then they just donate tons of money to Democratic Party campaigns. And if you're Ilhan Omar, you give $3.1 million to your husband, your non-brother husband. during the campaign for consultancy fees. That's how it all works. See, did you see it, how it works? Goes to the NGOs. NGOs hire a bunch of Democratic Party executives, all getting paid millions of dollars. And then the NGO donates some money to Democratic Party campaigns. In the Democratic Party campaigns, you have the person, the politician, just use their husband or their wife for consultancy, and then they get millions of dollars off of our taxpayer dollars. That all makes sense, Aaron?
Yeah.
That's it. That's the entire world, by the way. That is all this world is about. I mean, really, outside of Jesus, that's what this world is about. That's it. It's Democrats. Yeah, I mean, of course there's rhinos involved in it. Of course there's Mitch McConnell, who basically lives, you know, as a benefactor from the PLA. But I'm just saying, that's why he always ends up in a pinch voting against us. But because he wants to keep the gravy train running. His USAID is probably involved in his funding, too. And again, USAID is simply symbolic because there's many other entities. And to this point, Donald Trump has only gotten to 1% of government spending so far, slash Doge. Elon Musk has gotten to 1% of government spending so far. All right, so where the heck am I, Will? Which one? Mary Nofal. Okay, Mary Nofal tweet. The Department of Veteran Affairs. I'll just read the top part. The VA bans BLM pride social flags at facilities nationwide. Hey, Will's happy. Will's very happy because this is the Department of Veteran Affairs, and Will is a Iraqi war veteran. The Department for the Marine Corps. The Department of Veterans Affairs. Thank you for your service. The Department of Veterans Affairs just issued a new policy banning the display of all. All non-official flags at VA facilities. Isn't that what it should be? I mean, wasn't Pete Hegseth banned from protecting the Capitol during the insurrection because he had a Christian flag? So could I go in there and put the face of Jesus and say, there's my flag? No, that wouldn't be allowed because that would not be obeying the narrative and the agenda. That would not be cooperating with and capitulating to and propagating the approved narrative and agenda. So I couldn't go in there with a Jesus flag. You know, one of the people on the chat, those Jesus people like us couldn't do that, right? Limiting flags to U.S. state military and POW MIA banners. Perfect. This move blocks Pride, BLM, and other social and political flags from being displayed by employees at workplaces, common areas, and public spaces. The VA says this aligns with longstanding Department of Defense policy. Yes! Why was there ever a Pride flag? Why was there ever a Pride flag flown at any military base just under the American flag? How is that possible? How is it that Matt Gaetz is questioning in a congressional hearing Lloyd Austin, sitcom Commander McKenzie, and Mark White Rage Milley about how in the world do we have transgender drag shows for kids on Marine Corps bases, U.S. Army bases? And by the way, there were no Marine Corps bases mentioned at all. It was just Army. But anyway, like and Lloyd Austin goes, well, we didn't fund it. Yeah, you did. He did fund it. He may have not have known that he funded it, but he did fund it. And he knew about it and never retracted the funds. Okay, those days are gone for at least 4 years, baby. 4 years. Imagine even having to advocate for, imagine this, Aaron. We're sitting here, the three of us, Will, Aaron, and myself, we are advocating for not having trans drag shows for kids with men with taped up penises twerking in front of 7-year-old girls. We have to advocate for that not to happen on military bases.
Bigot.
You horrible. Racist. Homophobe. I mean, we have to advocate for that. Can you imagine that? But you know what? It's over, at least for 4 years. Awesome job, Department of Veteran Affairs. All right, here we go. Let's go to the next one. All right. I put together a little part of the show here. A little part of the show that I titled Idiots. I just want you to know who your opposition is. Who is our opposition right now? It would, of course, be the Democratic Party. Well, some Democrats got together and did some folk singing. Libs of TikTok captured it. And the title is I Have No Words. Play for me, Will.
Which side are you on? Which side are you on?
Tell me.
Which side are you on? Within our walls, will fight from dawn to dusk. Oh, which side are you on? Which side are you on?
Tell me.
Which side are you on? Which side are you on? Trump's coming for our unions. He wants us all to fail. He wants us to bow to him, but we want him in jail. Oh, which side are you on? Which side are you on?
Tell me.
Which side are you on? Which side are you on? They say in the capital city there are no neutrals found. You're either with the union.
Listen, all you people in the chat. Come on now, I'm reading your Alaska Man 1165. My ears are bleeding. Huh? Come on. Which side are you on? Which side are you on? Come on, sing it with me. Woo! Come on, your ears are bleeding. T. McGroin, that should help. And Crazy Sitting on the Fence. It's good stuff. J.D. Wool, Leftards, Paid Idiots. Yeah, there you go. Just wanted you to know. There's our opposition right here. Come on, which side are you on? Whoa! Unbelievable. All right, let's go to the next one. You don't enjoy when I play that stuff for you? I've done that a couple times to you recently, haven't I?
It's torment.
It's kind of torment. I know. Robin Aroni, I need air plugs. Jules 21 Hours, something's wrong with these people. Uncle Wally won. Comment of the night so far. Wow, what a gaggle of morons. PD Frank 1974, they are all drunk. That's a good one right here. The great AT1AU, one Moab is all that's needed. That's awesome. You guys are awesome in the chat. You make me laugh. You really do. I am looking at what you, I missed you so much when I wasn't doing the show live. I mean, I miss you because I'm looking at this the whole time. All right, so anyway, let's move on. All right, Gay Gal, still on. We're on, you know, just kind of title it. A gag. You know what? I'm going to take Uncle Wally's, and I'm going to rename the segment of show Gaggle of Morons instead of Idiots. Gaggle of Morons. Remember that, Aaron?
Yeah.
All right, Gay Gallup's video. Oopsie doopsie. I played this in the pregame in case you missed it. Listen to what Maxine Water inadvertently admits to. Play it for me.
The people of this country are being violated because all of our privacy is being taken up by Elon Musk and Trump, and we don't know what all they have on us. We don't know what all they have on us.
Honorable mention, best comment, Snarl Barkley, I have ear aids. Not hearing aids, ear aids. You're welcome, Snarl. You're welcome. All right. So anyway, did you hear what she admitted to? We don't know what they have on us. That is what you call a classic epitome of a Freudian slip. Because she is one who has funneled hundreds of thousands of dollars, maybe millions, to her own daughter. Herself, she's done that. Where did she get that money from? Where does J.B. Pritzker actually get all of his millions from? You know, why did the Drudge Report turn liberal? Why did Politico get $34 million? Why are you and I paying for PBS? Why are we paying for NPR via USAID? Why does the New York Times get paid? Why does Reuters get paid by your tax dollars? Why does the BBC get paid by your tax dollars? You know, off my list. Let's see, just pick some favorites here. $2.5 million for EVs in Vietnam. $268 million for news outlets around the globe. $3.2 million for the BBC. Let's see, $50 million for condoms in Gaza. Everyone knows that. $164 million for radical organizations around the world. $6 million for tourism in Egypt. $1 million for disabled climate leaders in Tajikistan. $1 million for Hamas charities. $15 million. This isn't, we already sent $50 million for condoms in Gaza. How about another $15 million for condoms in Afghanistan? I like that. $36,000 for U.S. citizenship and immigration service. What is that? $3.4 million for Council for Inclusive Innovation Department. Council for Inclusive Innovation founded the Department of Commerce. You and I paid $3.4 million so they could put together a Council for Inclusive Innovation. Aaron, can you define what inclusive innovation is?
No.
Okay, I can't either.
It just sounds like
Aaron's a smart dude. High IQ. No. What does that even mean? Council for Inclusive? That's part of the department. You know what that actually was? It's part of the Department of Commerce in the patent division. So where they issue patents, they had to make sure they had a Council for Inclusive Innovation. $57,000 for climate change in Sri Lanka. Go, Aaron.
You know what that Council for Inclusive Innovation sounds like? It sounds like they have a group of people making sure that they have gay inventors or
something.
Of course.
Yeah, well, that's exactly what it is. Yes. We all know. And there aren't any.
They're too busy
grooming.
There are
none. They're too busy being gay. That's the way it is. They're busy being gay. All right, breaking down 11 video. CNN, do you think that calling Elon Musk, speaking of being gay, a dick is effective messaging? Play it for me.
I want to hear why, but do you think that calling Elon Musk a dick is effective messaging for confronting what is a potentially irreversible transformation of the U.S. government?
Well, he is a dick. And I think that he's also harming the American public in an enormous way. And what I think is really important and what the American public want is for us to bring actual weapons to this bar fight. This is an actual fight for democracy, for the future of this country. And it's important to push back on the chairperson of this committee. I mean, Marjorie Taylor Greene talks about having decorum, about bipartisanship. This is the person that lies more than anybody else in the entire Congress. And so if she is going to make a mockery of hearings, I want to make sure that us as Democrats are bringing that same level of energy. And of course, after those comments, we went into exactly what Elon Musk is trying to do, dismantling the Department of Labor, dismantling the Department of Education, dismantling all of our consumer protection agencies. And so it's all important, but it's also important to get the attention of the American public and call Elon Musk out for what he is, and to make people know that Marjorie Taylor Greene is not a serious legislator and she shouldn't be treated as such.
So in this gaggle of morons, that's Representative Robert Garcia right there. Of course, the Democratic Party idiot talking about, I mean, they're calling the Vice President of the United States a dick. And then they all get very upset when Donald Trump calls Democrats low IQ individuals, but he calls them, actually calls them a dick. And then, you know, we have it, and I was thinking about having Aaron look it up, but, you know, they're very much, for some reason, the Democratic Party is very enraptured by male genitalia right now. Because all they're talking about are balls and big balls and dicks right now. Is it? I mean, they're all just very, 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 very captured by male genitalia right now. Probably because, you know, again, a lot of the Democratic Party is gay. But anyway, so, I mean, there you are. I just want you to know who it is that's our opposition. Again, stealing from Uncle Wally's title tonight. Gaggle of morons. There you go. And did you hear his arguments? They made absolutely no sense. Speaking of that, let's go to the award winner right now. The number one asset of the Republican Party, true Republicans, is actually Jasmine Crockett, because she's so stupid. She turns people from becoming Democrats into being Republicans, giving the persistent Scott Pressler. He goes in the States. All you gotta do is show videos of Jasmine Crockett. Go, do you want to be like her or do you want to be like me? I'd rather be like you. There you go. This is Matt Walsh talking about it. It's a man of memes video. Play for me, Will.
Jasmine Crockett is one of my favorite members of Congress. She's great because she's easily the dumbest person to ever walk through the halls of Congress, which is really saying something, but I think it's true. I don't even mean it as a joke. She really is the dumbest. She's extremely, extremely dumb. On that note, here she is in an interview with, I think, NBC, saying something that she doesn't realize she isn't supposed to say out loud. Listen.
Why do you think Democrats lost, and what do you think needs to happen by the midterms and the next presidential election in order to find your footing again?
Well, Kristen, no disrespect to you. I think you do great work. But the reality is that those that tune in to our traditional news sources, they absolutely went for us. And we know that the standards that you have to live by as an actual journalist are completely different from other platforms. And so we know that we were winning for those that were tuning into the traditional news sources. But when it came down to people getting their news from places that really aren't even news sources, they were going for Donald Trump by 19 points. And that is exactly why we lost. The reality is that we're going to have to play in spaces that we've never never had to play and make sure that we're communicating in all ways. Unfortunately, we can't just rely on the mainstream media to get our message across.
What makes it funny is that Jasmine is just saying this out loud. I mean, you're not supposed to admit that the mainstream media are Democrat propagandists. Did you forget you were on camera? Did you think this was some sort of personal Zoom call or something?
So she just basically admits that the mainstream media is nothing more than Mockingbird media, nothing more than Pravda media, nothing more than Joseph Goebbels, not Nazi propagandist gaslighting media. She admits it. She says, you know, we're going to have to play a different game because in the alternative media sources, we lost by 19 points. And what was funny, too, is she says that basically if you're listening to mainstream, we were winning. The mainstream was lying to her, too. Telling her that she was winning because, and she listens to, what's funny is when you start to believe your own propaganda. You know, if you are propagandizing, you might want to keep in mind to not get high on your own supply. Because if you're your own propaganda, you know which is, you know it's lies, but then you start to believe it. So she's actually saying that. She's like a Nazi listening to Goebbels and believing what Goebbels is saying. We're winning this war. The Russians are halfway through Berlin on one side. And United States troops, allied troops, are coming through the other side. They're going to meet in the middle. It's over, but Goebbels is on the radio every day saying that they're winning. And if you start to believe it like Jasmine Crockett does, she believes what the mainstream media tells her, all the while knowing that they are propagandists for her. So she knows they're lying for her, but then starts to believe their own lies. That's how delusional these people are. So far, it's been Garcia. I want you to know who the gaggle of morons is. Garcia, Crockett, Waters, and Cleaver. Well, Cleaver's up next. I jumped ahead. All right, breaking 9/11 video. Representative Cleaver to Elon Musk. Go to Moscow, quote, you musty moo moo moo. See? No, I'm serious. We need to realize who our opposition is. Don't get dragged down into a debate with these idiots because that's what they are. These are stupid idiots. They really are. Some of them, Aaron has talked about it. Some of these people are actually smart. They're just evil. That's the upper, very upper echelon. And I'll give like someone like Jamie Raskin. Okay, I can't stand him. I'm the same as you. I can't stand him, but he is smart. Okay, he is smart. If you're talking about, you know, Perkins Coie Law Firm, you know, Mark Elias, he is smart. He's an idiot and he's evil. But these are rare gems inside of the Democratic Party. Most of them are like Representative Cleaver here, Emmanuel Cleaver. Most of them are like him who say, go to Moscow, you musty moo moo moo. You don't believe that he said it? Play it for me, Will.
Now, I'm going to be quick because I want to send a message to somebody. Yeah. Elon, take your musty millions and musty Moscow rights to the moon. Because if you don't, we're going to stand up, we're going to speak out, we're going to march, we're going to do anything we need to do to make sure that the people of this country understand that the CFPB is for them. You get your musty hands off of our money or go to Moscow, you musty moon moon moon.
So he goes, you go to musty Moscow, Mus. What does that mean? And nobody actually sits back and walks up to the man and says, what are you freaking talking about? They just all sit there. All right, hey. You know, it's so funny. They go into like preacher mode. Yeah, you want to talk about the living embodiment of 2 Peter 2:18. For when they speak great swelling words of emptiness, they allure through the lust of the flesh, through lewdness, the ones who've actually escaped from those who live in error. That's what he starts pontificating with words that make no sense. Go to Moscow, Elon, you musky moo moo moo. Musty Moscow, must. What does that even freaking mean? And nobody says anything. Walk up to, I would, like, if I was part of that Uncle Wally credit gaggle of morons, I would have walked up to him and said, what the freak are you talking about? What the freak are you talking about with musty moo moo moo? What is that? Yeah. You just embarrassed us on national TV, Aaron. Hey, what are you doing? Hey! What?
Hey.
We, what's that song? We or something on, we or whatever.
Oh, which side are you on?
Yeah, which side on? They just break this, break back. And, hey! Which side are you on?
Tell me.
Which side are you on?
We want to know.
Aaron and I are cutting an album.
Heck
That's
yeah.
it. We're cutting an album. That's it. We're cutting an album. All right, ACYN video. Still in our opposition here. Gaggle of idiots, gaggle of morons. My, here's the next one up. Jamie Moskowitz. I'll explain this video, but I kind of want to get ahead of it, but I'll see if I'll read what ACYN is left to cite. If Elon Musk and Doge has found all this fraud, waste, and abuse, well, then we can't fund the government by CR, continuous resolution, because the CR would refund all. Do you hear this? I'm going to try, because this is difficult to explain. You get it. It's not because I'm smarter than you, or if you were actually just to read it yourself, you'd get it. But it's hard to do it with me reading it to you. Listen to what ACYN says, who's a leftist activist on Twitter. Moskowitz says, quote, if Elon Musk and Doge has found all this fraud, waste, and abuse, well then, we can't fund the government by CR. That's what we want. And they're acting like giving us what we want is punishing us. That's like walking up to me and saying, Tom, I don't like you. Here's a lifetime supply of M&Ms.
Thank you.
You know what? I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to tell you something right now, and this will help you all out. Find somebody who looks at you the way that I look at M&Ms. You'll be happy the rest of your life. But that's like coming up and punishing me by saying, Tom, I'm taking away broccoli from you for the rest of the year. I'll kiss you on the lips. So he's actually espousing what we want as if they're punishing us. Well, then you're no longer going to be able to fund this via continuous omnibus or minibus spending. You're going to have to do it via a line item vote. That's what we always wanted, you stupid idiots. Do you not realize that this is what Trump wants? You're so freaking stupid. It's amazing. I don't know why I yell so much. It's just who I am. It's just who I am. It's amazing. All right, play it for me, Will.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, I rise today because I am deeply concerned that we are headed towards a government shutdown, which is on March 14th. And it's not about whether Democrats or Republicans would win politically, because we know the American people will lose. But let me tell you why I'm deeply concerned that we are headed to a government shutdown on March 14th. I'm worried because the Speaker has not brought the 12 individual spending bills the way we should fund the government. In fact, the promise that was made by my Republican colleagues on how we would fund the government. Republicans have made the argument that the last election was about the status quo disappearing. It can't exist. People are fed up. They created Doge, right? Doge, which is going through the federal government and finding fraud, waste, and abuse, so they say, so they claim. But if that's true, Mr. Speaker, if Elon Musk and Doge has found all this fraud and waste and abuse, hundreds of billions of dollars, as they claim, well then, Mr. Speaker, we can't fund the government by CR anymore, because the CR would refund all of that waste, fraud, and abuse that Doge has found. Which means the only way to fund the government is to fund it by individual spending bills. But we're running out of time, Mr. Speaker. We have a month before the government shuts down. We got to get back to the process of individual spending bills. If we don't, then the Speaker will be the one who will have closed the government for the American people. And so I'm concerned. I'm here to work with the Speaker on the 12 individual spending bills. Democrats are at the table to do that. But we have to be on.
All right, so there are our lists so far. We got Garcia, Crockett, Waters, Cleaver, Jared. I said Jamie, but it's Jared Moskowitz. And he says, which means that we're not going to no longer going to be able, since all that we have all this corruption. If you have this corruption, you can't fund things through continuous resolutions and omnibus and minibus spending packages. You can't do that, which is exactly what we want. So he's threatening us with what we want. And the only way we're going to fund government is to fund it by individual spending bills. Hallelujah! That's what we want. Put everybody on the line. Make everybody vote via what's called line item. Make Mitch McConnell vote pro-life. Make him vote anti-transgender.
Yeah.
make everybody put their name on the line about Ukraine funding and everything else. Get it on the line so we know where everybody stands. It's what we want. It's what Trump wants, which is why Trump is one of the reasons why Trump is doing this. He wins. It's like the title of the show. Zero losses. Zero. He's winning again. If you have this much corruption, you can't use CRs. You have to go with individual spending bills. You have to vote bill. You have to vote line item. You have to vote each thing individually. Military spending, individually. USAID spending, individually. Everything's individual. Isn't that great? Hey, you know what, Aaron? Here we go. Mm, yeah. One more time, baby.
All right, hit it. Hit it.
Oh, which side are you on?
Yes, sing it.
Which side are you on?
Come on. Come on, everybody in the chat.
Which side are you on?
Here you go, Will. You throw the bass line in there. Come on. Come on, everybody now. Which side are you on?
We'll fight against.
Oh, listen to that.
Oh,
that's good.
Yeah.
Get ready, Aaron.
Within our walls, we'll fight from dawn to dusk.
Oh, which side are you on?
Oh, yeah.
Which side are you on?
Yeah.
Which side are you on?
Oh, yeah.
Which side are you on?
There's our opposition. I can bring it back to me. You're welcome, everybody in the chat. That's our opposition. Let's focus in on another one. We already got the names. Let's go with Tricky Dicky Blumenthal. Another Vietnam liar along the lines of John Kerry. Love these guys who love this. Oh, and of course, Timmy Walz, who alleges he fought in the Afghanistan war, like, you know, I mean, Will was Iraq, but he claims that he fought in one of the, you know, one of the Afghan, it was the Afghan side of the wars. And you know, the post 9/11 wars, he claims that he fought, you know, on the Afghanistan side. And of course, it was found out that he didn't. And then they come back and they say, I misspoke. Misspeaking again is if you mix up Wednesday and Thursday. Like if I would have launched a show tonight and said, Thursday night and we are live. That's misspeaking.
Yeah.
If I came on to you and said, hey, everybody, you know what? I used to be a colonel in the United States Army. That's not misspeaking. Those are bold-faced pathological lies. And that's what Tricky Dicky Derby does. So he's one of the biggest opponents to everything that Elon Musk and Doge and Trump is doing. So let's deep dive into Tricky Dicky for just a minute. Derek Evans video, Democrat Senator Blumenthal is losing it, and this is the protest outside of the Treasury. Where what was the horrible thing that they were doing? A couple horrible things, according to Tricky Dicky, was that they were allowing Elon Musk's Treasury agents, sworn Treasury agents, and the Treasury Secretary to look at Treasury records. That's what they were doing. How dare... Now, did they not realize that Doge was actually created by Barack Hussein Obama and Trump just renamed the office? That's what it was. Just so everybody knows. You probably already know that because everybody watching this is red-pilled. But I'm just telling you, that's what it is. So why is it that Tricky Dicky has a problem with every rudimentary, everyday Treasury employees looking at our private information? Which, by the way, what is our private information? Our addresses that you can find on Google in 10 seconds? what is this? What is this? Our Social Security payments that we get? Everybody knows you get them anyway. And that how many tens of thousands of people work at these? I remember Glenn Beck put it out. I can't remember how many employees work at Treasury. It's tens of thousands of people work for the Treasury. And so all these people have access to it, and Treasury's fine to see it, but not Doge. Doge is just as much a governmental entity as Treasury Department is, just as much. But here's Tricky Dicky Durbin losing it outside the Treasury Department as he's very upset that other government employees are able to see information that government employees have already seen. Play it for me.
Thank you. Thank you, every one of you. Now, let me just say to you, all of your disability benefits, all of the payments that go to your bank accounts, all of that information now belongs to Elon Musk. All of the people who receive any checks, tax refunds, your information is now with Elon Musk.
Oh, no. Our information is with Elon Musk. Well, it's already with government employees. And he's a government employee, even though he's not receiving a paycheck. He is a government employee just as much as any Treasury Department official. Aaron, how many people work for the Treasury?
Over 100,000.
Over 100,000. How much you got out of that, everybody watching? 1,113 people that are watching right now. We just got one off of CTN. How many benefits have you gotten, Will, from the Treasury Department?
None.
Zero. 100,000 people work there. And Will said, when Aaron mentioned that originally, Will goes, I wonder how many people will be working there shortly. Hopefully you take it from 100,000 to 5,000. I guarantee you we don't need them. Again, it's just the Elon Musk principle. Go into Twitter, fire 80% of the staff, and Twitter becomes better than it's ever been before.
Yep.
This just have a bunch of people that are on the teat. You don't need those people. All right, so that's Tricky Dicky, all upset that one government employee gets to see your information, and he doesn't want another government employee of the same status to see your information. And by the way, the people that Doge are using to look into the Treasury are who? Treasury Department officials. That are already sworn Treasury Department officers out of the 100,000 employees that they currently employ. All right, so Western Lensman video, just deep diving into Tricky Dicky Blumenthal, rails against Iraq veteran Tulsi Gabbard, saying she has proven untrustworthy throughout her career. Blumenthal was busted for lying about serving in Vietnam. Play it for me.
And confirming Tulsi Gabbard puts in place someone who has proven untrustworthy throughout her career, potentially an aide to Moscow, Beijing, Tehran, and others.
And a big U.S. Senate race in Connecticut got blown sky high today when the leading Democrat in the race got caught in a lie over his military service. Richard Blumenthal, who is the state attorney general, has said in the past he served in Vietnam. He did not. He served during Vietnam. The New York Times reports he received 5 wartime deferments and he served stateside in the Marine Reserves. Today, Blumenthal said he misspoke.
I will not allow anyone to take a few misplaced words and impugn my record of service to our country.
Problem with that is there's videotape of Blumenthal saying he was in Vietnam.
We have learned something very important since the days that I served in Vietnam, and you exemplify it. Whatever we think about the war, whatever we call it,
it's not me speaking. There is a big difference between I served during the Vietnam War. Misspeaking would be I served during the Vietnam War and it turned out that maybe you missed it by a year. You know, you started your service in, let's say, 1976 at the tail end or at the end of the Vietnam War when the Vietnam War was over. That would be misspeaking, but it still was factually correct that you served during. He said he served in the Vietnam War, just like Timmy Waltz. I was at Bagram Air Force Base watching them load dead American soldiers onto planes. The man has never stepped foot in Afghanistan. And then later he says, what does he say? Of course, Aaron, I misspoke.
Yep.
Didn't misspeak. You know, again, misspeak would be saying, you know what? You know, I lost 37 pounds. No, actually, you lost 38. I misspoke. That's misspeaking. Not I was standing at Bagram Air Force Base on the tarmac. This is what he said. Watching them load up American military bodies onto planes. Okay, that is pathological nutcase lying. That's what that is. That means there is no other way. That you are getting to the place of being a sociopath, like Joe Biden is. Just making things up. I was arrested with Joseph Mandela. No, he wasn't even there, and you were briefly detained at the airport. I was arrested on the Senate floor. There's absolutely no record of an arrest on the Senate floor with Joseph Robinette Biden. Those are pathological lies. I received a full scholarship. No, you had a half scholarship. I finished at the top of my class. No, you finished 76 out of 85. I finished with 3 degrees. No, you finished with 1. Those are pathological, sociopathic lies. They're not misspoken sentences. All right, speaking of idiots, look at this one now. This is real. I'm a Democrat politician. This is why I sterilized myself. Aaron, your dream has come true.
Yes.
After Trump's election, Aaron always just tells people, sterilize yourself. Lori Pohutsky, 36, who probably is never going to have a baby anyway, opens up on decision to voluntarily forgo having children. Now, listen, did you really sterilize yourself? I want to know, did you cut stuff up or cut the stuff off?
I hope so.
Or are you just deciding not to have children? But anyway, I just wanted to show you who our opposition are. Opposition is. These people are not smart. They're actually idiots. Don't get drawn down into them. Defeat them. And as you're defeating them, double down on defeating them. This is just like Psalm 23. I said it, he sets a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You sit there and you dine. You sit there and relax and you just cut up your ribeye steak and you just eat right in front of them while they're moaning and crying. Rather than raising them under a new Republican government. So you're going to sterilize yourself when it's possible that Donald Trump could be out of the presidency in 4 years. You see, these people are not smart. Gaggle of morons. All right, Gunther Eagleman tweet. Mitch McConnell, again, this is our opposition. And I don't know how to explain. Well, I do know how to explain it to you because he has to do certain things to make himself look like a conservative. So he can hold that seat, and a legitimate conservative doesn't take it. So he has to look conservative. That's why he confirms alleged conservative judges. But have you noticed that a lot of the judges that get confirmed turn against us that are alleged conservatives?
Mm-hmm.
Some of the worst J6 judges were confirmed by Trump or Bush. Mitch McConnell voted against Tulsi Gabbard's nomination. The geriatric bleep needs to be removed from the Senate. Just wanted you to know, see it on from Gunther Eagleman. He voted against. He's the only Republican that voted against Tulsi Gabbard. Why would you vote against Tulsi Gabbard? And I know other people are against her to some degree because she's not 100% Republican. Well, she's going to be an awesome DNI. Don't you want a stone cold? You want these Rick Grinnells in there. You want these Cash Patels in there. You want these RFK Juniors. You want these Tulsi Gabbards in there. You want these Elon Musk stone cold killers. That's who you want in there. I'm telling you, you get like Davy Jones over here, Aaron. You put him in charge. He's stone cold. That's the one you want people to, you know, no, this affects. I mean, I remember talking to Aaron before about dealing with a staff member at the church, and I said specifically don't do it. And he's like, and he did it anyway, and I yelled at him. But anyway, and I asked him, he went, who cares? That's who you want in these situations. Now, that one wasn't good. But that's who you want in these situations. You want these stone-cold killers like Tulsi Gabbard. Pam Bondi, she's doing good. I know. I've always been a fan of Pam Bondi. I just didn't think that she's going to be as good as Matt Gaetz. You know what? So far, I'm wrong because she's filing criminal. I couldn't discern via the posts that were put out whether they're criminal charges or whether they're lawsuits against the state of New York and Letitia James and one other prosecutor about how they're dealing with the illegals there, basically keeping it a sanctuary state. All right, let's go to the next one. Still in gaggle of morons here. End wokeness video. Dems introduced reparations bill. See, these people aren't smart. You are losing every day. Aaron, you got my debt clock? Can you put that back up? I hate to keep doing that to you. This is what you want to continue. The Democrats are saying, please, let's keep this at the same pace. Let's watch it again, shall we, for fun? So here we go. $36,472,531,000,000. Let's see how long it takes for 531 to disappear and we go to 532. Look at that. We're about to go to 532. So we now from the time that I started talking was about 17, 18 seconds. We just added another million to our debt. And as a leftist, and again, these aren't, I make sure that I call them leftists, not liberals, because they're actually leftists in the order of Joseph Stalin and Adolf Hitler, National Socialist Party, that's who they are. So in the midst of seeing this happen, what Iona Presley is going to concentrate on, because these people are stupid, is to introduce a reparations bill. All right, play for me, Will.
We can legislate justice.
Amen.
We can legislate healing.
That's right.
And we're certainly long overdue. And for those that would say we need to just get over it, that's interesting. When as a nation, you are benefiting right now from an economy that was built on the brutalized backs and the indignities and the horrors of chattel slavery and our African ancestors.
What about all the white slaves? Aaron, Will was bringing this up. What about all, I mean, do we realize how much Chinese slavery there was here in the United States of America? You mean, do you know how the railroad system worked? And you know, yeah, keep there, and we're gonna do that one next. Do you know how it worked? I mean, you want to talk about a one-world commerce system. You work for the railroad. They paid you in railroad coin, and you could only spend them because the only place that would take railroad coin was railroad shops.
Yeah.
and they'd overcharge you. So you were actually, then you'd pay them back in their own currency. It's such a freaking scam. It's what, and by the way, it's we're all in this matrix. Praise the Lord, we have Jesus.
Amen.
Yeah. Amen. Thank God we have our way out. So you work for the railroad, they pay you a railroad coin, charge you twice as much. I know they didn't have gallons of milk back then, but I'm just making it applicable to today. And they charge you $17 for the gallon of milk, so they take their money right back that they paid you. That was the Chinese slavery that built the railroad system. You got Iona Presley. Talk about we own Iona Presley money. What did she ever build? Nothing. What has she ever done? Nothing. Well, I mean, again, why would you be owed anything? And if you're going to pay black people, you're going to have to pay Irishmen and women. Tons of Irish slavery here. Tons of it. Tons of Chinese slavery. We're going to have to find every Chinese man and woman in the United States of America that are citizens and pay them reparations. Why is it only black people? And by the way, I hate to illuminate this to a lot of black people, but the black people that were sold to us, it's not like Roots, the movie Roots. We had evil white men going over and harvesting black men out of Africa. No. Aaron, how did they end up here?
By their own people.
Yeah, exactly. Black people sold them to us.
Yeah.
So black people were African. And by the way, there wasn't just the only, there was a huge Muslim.
Oh, yeah.
Muslims would love to enslave white people all the time. We had such a crisis with Muslim nations capturing our ships and enslaving our sailors that we had to threaten a war against them about it. So I guess hey, congratulations, Will, because Will, I mean, the Marines are still part of the Navy. I know you don't like that, but they are. So you might get reparations because that was the Navy that's being enslaved. Oh, so you deserve reparations also.
Now you like
as
the Navy.
As a former member of the United States Navy, of the Department of the Navy, and a white man, you are going to be due reparations because back then you were enslaved. And so, you know, so how does this make sense? Now, Aaron has his favorites that pop up. And you have to, like, give him his due. He works hard, produces the whole podcast. You know, I have to give him credit. Keeps Will in line, which is not easy. Will's rogue. He's rogue. He's a rogue. He's just out there. You never know what Will. No, I'm just kidding. Will's good. But anyway, Will's a good soldier. But anyway, Aaron's like, well, I wonder if I could find this video. And if you watched the post game last night, you'll recognize it. Some people are going to be shocked by their own heritage. Play for me.
Any idea what you're looking at? That is a list of the passengers on the Mayflower.
No, I can't believe this. No. My ancestors did not come here on the Mayflower.
Your ancestors came on the Mayflower.
No, no, no.
You are descended from one of the 101 people who sailed on the Mayflower.
Oof. That's a little bit too much to deal.
So that woman's name is Angela Davis. She is one of the most anti-white and pro-reparations leaders in America. Not only did she just learn that her ancestors were colonizers, but she later found out that they were also slave owners. You can't pick and choose your bloodline, Angela. And 23andMe says it's time for you to pay up.
It reminds me of the prior Democratic Party presidential candidate named Kamala, whose lineage is also slave owners. And she's not even black. And this lady is a black lady who's just found out that her ancestors came over on the Mayflower and her ancestors were white. Whoops. And Aaron brought this up. Who gets the reparations when the slave sellers were also black? Or maybe they were black people coming over on the Mayflower and selling slaves. I don't know. So who gets those reparations then? I mean, how far does it go down? I mean, I would assume then if it was a black person selling slaves, then somehow those reparations have to come back to me. How are you construing that, Tom? I don't know. I'm just making it up. All right, change the subjects. Let's go to Doge for a couple minutes. I know it's 10:13 already, but we did short shows in Vegas because we were recording them, so it'll go just a smidgey long. But anyway, Natalie Winter's video, Judge John McConnell says, this is one of, you had the three different lawsuits filed by Democrats in blue jurisdictions, one of them being like Rhode Island, which is John McConnell here. Remember, I was from Laura Loomer. Judge McConnell, a federal judge from Rhode Island, who ordered Trump administration to unfreeze the billions. Aaron, you got my debt clock?
Yep.
This guy right here, John McConnell, he wants the billions unfrozen so this will continue unfettered. Wouldn't want to slow this down, would you? We want to just keep this going. Keep this going. Hey, let's watch another one because we're starting right at 550 million. Let's watch how long it takes to get to 551 million Almost there. Almost there. Almost there. 551. Another million gone.
Oh, my gosh.
It's fun. And this guy wants to keep it going. I wonder why it is that he would want to keep it going. All right, Natalie Winner's video. I'll just let it go. I'll let him speak for himself. Judge John McConnell. Play it for me.
Through government actions, when you're sentencing someone, when we talk about sentencing, that you have to take a moment and realize that this, you know, middle-class, white, male, privileged person needs to understand the human being that comes before us, that maybe a woman, and maybe black, maybe transgender, maybe poor, maybe rich, maybe whatever, may have experiences that aren't yours. And you have to walk in their shoes and understand that the law applies to them where they are. And then you have to apply the law accordingly. So,
and we were just talking about, that's not how justice works. Justice doesn't work when you apply it differently to different people according to their gender, according to their race, according to their past experiences. It only works when it's justice equally applied under the law. And by the way, what about privilege? And Will came into my mind there. Myself and Will came into my mind because I'm 15 years older than Will. But how are Will and I privileged? Because he's fought in a war. So how is he privileged? I'm just curious. I mean, I know he does great in life. He's doing great. But I certainly wouldn't call him privileged. And he's privileged under the blood of Jesus, but not by the United States. He fought in a war. How exactly is he privileged? And I'm humping police calls for 25 years. How am I privileged? Got a friend of mine in here who's from the state trooper. You know who you are. How is he? He was a state trooper his entire adult life, basically. Here in Florida, how is he privileged simply because we have a lower melanin content in our skin than a black man? How are we privileged? Fighting in a war and humping police calls and seeing the septic side of society for 25 freaking straight years. How is that exactly? I just want to know how I'm privileged. And again, John McConnell is one of these effeminate men who's in charge of our lives. Okay, I'll read you like he talks. Ready?
Yes.
So, Judge McConnell says, a middle-class, white male, privileged person, yes. This is him, he needs to understand criminals who are women, black, and transgender, and that the law applies to them where they are.
Hey.
Okay. Hey. What's our song again? We will...
Which side are you on?
Which side are you on? I'm not yours, John. Because you talk like this. You're another effeminate guy. Hi, guys. I think that the laws should be not equally applied because some people are gay and some people are trans. And you know what? I think that we should apply the law according to their past experiences.
You tell them.
Yeah. that's the guy who froze, who said that Donald Trump was not allowed to freeze money under the executive branch. Let's deep dive into him again. Laura Loomer tweet. Exclusive. I read this last night, but just let me read it again. Judge John McConnell, again, Laura Loomer tweet. The federal judge McConnell from Rhode Island, who ordered the Trump administration and DOGE to unfreeze billions of dollars in federal grants, has a daughter who currently works for the U.S. Department of Education, which Donald Trump keeps saying, I want it gone yesterday. So he's ruling to protect the paycheck of his daughter, which is probably a six-figure paycheck. And I'm trying to remember, she is a policy advisor. What the freak is a policy advisor? Aaron, see if you can find out how many people work for the Department of Education. U.S. Department of Education. Oh, there it is. As a senior, I was right, policy advisor was appointed, of course, by Joe Biden on February 14, 2022, which is a conflict of interest since Trump and DOGE are planning to defund the Department of Education. Judge John McConnell, chief judge of the U.S. District Court in Rhode Island, ordered the Trump administration to immediately restore frozen funding and accused, which has now been reversed, and accused the Trump administration today of failing to comply with his prior order to unfreeze funding. The reason why Judge McConnell, a Democrat donor and activist, wants Trump to restore funding is because his daughter, Catherine McConnell, is currently employed by the same Department of Education that President Trump and Elon Musk want to audit and defund. So an audit and defunding is coming. That's like being shot, then hung. She was appointed by Joe Biden, and now her dad is abusing his power to protect her paycheck. So she's a senior policy advisor for an entity that employs, the Department of Education deploys 4,400 people to do what? Do what? They issue checks for school lunches. That's what they do. They don't teach anything. They don't have class recommendations. It's the theme of this show. If you were to pick a theme, is what are you and I fighting against? The New World Order, which wants to leverage you into a one world commerce system, a single access point controlled by them, right? Well, that's what they do at the Department of Education. They give life-changing money to various jurisdictions, millions upon millions of dollars, and whether it's podunk jurisdiction or even metropolitan jurisdictions. So a lot more people like Catherine McConnell, the senior policy advisor, can have a job as a senior policy advisor. Again, it's the same thing. You see it? It's the same thing applied differently. It's the same Christmas present with different gift wrapping paper. That's what it is. Everything is this. Our taxpayer dollars used by Democrats, funneled into an NGO or funneled into a government organization like the Department of Education, which then employs solely 98% of the people USAID voted for and gave to Joe Biden. This money, our taxpayer money, is given to the government, which is then given to institutions or NGOs, which are run and operated solely by Democrats. So they all get the jobs, and then they can all give that money, disperse that money to other various Democratic Party initiatives, including campaigns. And at the campaign level, you have Ilhan Omar give her own husband $3.1 million. So she is now rich via our taxpayer dollars because she can legally give her husband $3.1 million for consultancy fees. Bernie Sanders can give his wife 10% of the money that they spent on campaign advertising, which was, let's say, $100 million. So they just became multi-millionaires. He says that he got that through his book sales. I doubt that. So you can see it's one giant symbiote. So here you have the Department of Education, which receives our taxpayer dollars, which is used against us because they use those taxpayer dollars to leverage school boards, leverage different school districts to adopt federal policies, because if they don't, they don't get the federal dollars. So it works against us because what are they espousing that these various jurisdictions take up? Of course, it's DEI, it's CRT, critical race theory. It's all been rooted out of the schools recently. Well, at least it's been in different red jurisdictions in DEI. So that's what they do. Again, the money comes from us. You and I are paying for our own demise of our school systems. So that money comes in, you and I pay it, somewhere depending on where you live, between 20 and 40% of your paycheck. And then that money, just using the Department of Education as an example, they take those tax dollars, give it to the Department of Education, and it employs Catherine McConnell, who's a Democratic Party activist, whose own father is a Democratic Party activist himself, who is actually using the power of the bench to enable his daughter to continue to be paid, to keep the symbiote going. That's it. That's how the whole thing works. It's not hard. Let's go to the next one, Will. Department of Government Efficiency tweet. Federal employee retirement. This is fascinating to me. This story is actually very, very fascinating to me. Federal employee retirements are processed using paper by hand to this day. Even I don't do that. I mean, I do some things by hand. Like I wrote that by hand. See that? But even I like do some stuff on computers. Even I don't do things like that. But there are federal government, which again is $36 trillion. Aaron, can you get my clock back up? Aaron hates me right now. Let's play it again. Ready? 576. We got $36 trillion, $472 billion, $576 million. Let's see when it turns into 577. There's another million gone. Aaron, where did we start? Do you remember? 577 now. What did we start? Like 490 something, was it? No, it was lower than that. It was like 403.
393.
What was it? 393?
393.
Okay, get this now. You see this number at the start of the show, which was, well, no, it wasn't at the start of the show, which is when I talked about it. So it was roughly, let's say, 40 or 50 minutes ago.
Yeah.
We were at, what was the number?
393.
So we were at 36 trillion, 472 million, 393 million. Now we're at 578 million. That's during the show.
184 million.
184 million. It's gone up. You got that, Will? During the show. Aaron's laughing because that's all you can do is laugh.
Yeah, it hurts.
How much was it again? 187?
Yeah.
187 million. Our debt's gone up since 40 minutes ago. million, 187 million in 40 minutes. Let's watch another one go. Let's wait. Oh, we're about to turn 580. Here it is. There we go. Four. No, there's another 100,000. There's another 100,000 in debt.
It's disgusting.
There's another 100,000 in debt. There's another 100,000 in debt. There's another 100,000 in debt. And now another $1 million in debt. So now we're 188 million from 40 minutes ago. 188 million. And Democrats are fighting against this. That shows you who they are. All right, back to that one. Sorry, Will. All right, federal employee retirements are processed using paper by hand in an old limestone mine. What's happening here?
How is this real?
How do we not know this? Who had to find out? Elon Musk. I bet you Donald Trump didn't even know. How is it that we our federal employee retirements are processed using paper by hand in an old limestone mine in Pennsylvania? 700 mine workers operate 230 feet underground. This is not conspiracy theory. Nobody's denying this. Underground to mine workers operate 230 feet underground to process 10,000 applications per month, which are, so there's 10,000, shows you how huge the federal government is. And again, which you and I receive no benefits from ever because we're not part of the symbiote. The symbiote is simply you and I pay our I know it's redundant. You and I pay our taxpayer dollars. It goes to institutions or NGOs that employ Democrats. And those institutions and NGOs then funnel the money to Democratic Party campaigns. And those Democratic Party campaigns make the politician, the person who's running for office, rich and their spouse rich. Or the NGO simply funnels it to another NGO, which funnels it to another NGO. And it ends up in Ukraine. And then Ukraine, remember Volodymyr Zelensky, out of the $250 billion that he was sent, only received $71 billion. And a lot of it is showing up. Actually, at the southern border, the cartels are being found with our weapons that we sent to Ukraine. So it just ends up being funneled from one NGO to the next, all against us. You and I are paying for cartel weaponry right now. Right now. That was supposed to be sent to Ukraine. So it gets filtered from one NGO to another, making it almost untrackable, but it is actually trackable. That's what it is. So you can say, Slava Ukraine, we're sending all that money to Ukraine. No, the actual purpose of it is to divert a large portion of it to continue the illegal border invasion, because the invasion of our southern border is part of the globalist cabal to make us a third world country. Because if you want a first world country to become a third world country, you flood it with third world illegal immigrants who have no heritage connection to the Bill of Rights of the Constitution. So they're very easily globally governed into a one world commerce system with a singular access point controlled by globalist leftist bourgeois elitists. 10,000 applications per month of people retiring. We have 2 million people work for the federal government. Can you even fathom that? The federal government owns, Aaron and I were absolutely blown away by this stat. The federal government owns 300,000 buildings. 300,000 buildings. And they basically own everything from Kansas to the west of Kansas. Kansas to the Pacific Ocean. They own all that federal. And you look at a map of federal land, they own it all. Which are stored in manila envelopes and cardboard boxes. The retirement process takes multiple months. Unbelievable that this is even happening. Go to the next one for me, Will. All right, Gateway Pundit pick. Kristi Noem claws back $59 million in FEMA money spent on housing migrants in New York's luxury motels, including Lake and Riley's killer. So if this money was never actually filtered there, then that guy never would have ended up in New York, and then he never would have ended up in Georgia, killing Lincoln Riley. So sad. From the Gateway Pundit, Secretary of Homeland Security, Kristi Noem, is restoring FEMA to its core mission. She's already closed 80% of the FEMA cases in North Carolina, Asheville, North Carolina. The scene from Hurricane Helene, all that destruction. She's already made 80% of those cases right that Joe Biden completely ignored. And how long? She's only been DHS Secretary for 2 weeks. And she's able to do what Joe Biden couldn't do since Helene hit. When did Helene hit, Aaron? But September-ish?
Yeah, something like that.
Couldn't do it. What he couldn't do in September, October, November, December, and January, she's done in 2 weeks. Because all it is competency. It's all it is. Joe Biden or his administration was actually Anthony Blinken running the country. It's either purposeful malfeasance or just absolute you know, complete inability to do the job, complete incompetence. All right, the Secretary of Homeland Security, Kristi Noem, is restoring FEMA to its core mission. Posting on X platform, Noem said that she has clawed back $59 million sent by deep state activists within FEMA, and that person, the FEMA director, has been fired. Bye-bye. Which is under the jurisdiction of DHS to house illegal aliens in luxury New York hotels. I have clawed back, quote from Kristi Noem, I have clawed back the full payment that FEMA's deep state activists unilaterally gave to NYC migrant hotels, she wrote. FEMA was funding the Roosevelt Hotel for Lake and Riley's killer. He made sure that he had a luxury hotel experience before he murdered Lake and Riley using a rock. Isn't that great? Great, great job, Alejandro Mayorkas, who sleeps like a baby at night. FEMA was funding the Roosevelt Hotel that serves as a Trende Agua base of operations and was used to house Lake and Riley's killer. Unbelievable. Let me show you this video before we go. Thomas Massey video. This is unreal. Play it for me, Will.
What's more is if you did try to implement it, there would be false positives. So what we're talking about here is a kill switch in an automobile that would monitor the driving of a vehicle and then stop the vehicle from operating if the car itself decides that the operator is not driving safely. Let's say a mother is driving a vehicle, taking her kids to work, and how does she appeal her conviction of a disabled minivan from the side of a road? How would you re-enable a car that's been disabled with this technology you're advocating for?
It's a good question, sir, Mr. Chair, members. Good question, and I'm not quite sure that I'm qualified to provide the technical answer that you're looking for there. I do understand.
You can watch that video on your own. It's a Thomas Massey video. It's actually about 7 minutes long, if I remember correctly. Listen, we do not need the government having access to being able to kill switch our cars. I mean, obvious. I mean, this is an obvious thing because obviously that it is, again, the theme of the show is leveraging you into that one world commerce system. Well, you know what? Will bought a Winchester AR-15. How about we just shut his car off? That's the point of all of this. Again, it's the point of COVID, which I don't have time to get into. It's already 10:31, and I'm really supposed to stop at 10:15. I use the excuse tonight, the justification tonight is I had to do short shows in Vegas. So, all right, but we're back. Full shows, as usual, nice and live the way that I like them. Switch over Rumble if you're watching on any other platform because that's the only free speech platform except for Twitter. But YouTube and Facebook, I haven't seen any difference. YouTube, we're getting some watchers on YouTube. But anyway, a lot of times we have over 100. But all right, love you guys. Appreciate you. Back here tomorrow night at 9 o'clock. Stick around for the post game. Post game's awesome. Stick around for the post game. You're going to love it. I appreciate you guys so much. Love you guys. In the chat so much, you funny as crap. I love you. Appreciate you. All right, back here tomorrow night, 9 o'clock. God bless you.
Thank you for watching the Tom Lipley podcast. We appreciate your support. As a special thank you, when you donate $25 or more, you'll receive a free TLP mug. Sip your favorite beverage while enjoying all the insights from our episodes. Your support helps us keep bringing you current events from around the globe. Donate now to claim your mug.